This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden arrived in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, ready to take power as the nation reels from the coronavirus pandemic and soaring unemployment. His first stop in the nation's capital was a memorial for the lives taken by the COVID-19 pandemic. He called on all Americans to remember those lost due to the coronavirus and begin to heal. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris emphasized a similar note of unity. While Americans have been grieving alone for most of the pandemic, Harris said, quote, "Tonight we grieve and begin healing together." President Donald Trump is offering rare kind words to his successor in a farewell video on his final day in office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president acknowledges he'll hand over powers tomorrow to a new administration.
We extend our best wishes.
He never said Joe Biden's name in a 20-minute video released shortly after Biden arrived outside Washington, instead touting his own administration's achievements.
Nobody thought we could even come close.
The president will skip tomorrow's inauguration and instead fly to Florida in the morning. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There are 25,000 National Guard members deployed to Washington, D.C. for inauguration security purposes. Authorities have moved to increase security due to concerns of violence, especially after the deadly January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol by President Trump's supporters. Military officials announced Tuesday the National Guard had removed 12 members from security duty for the event. The chief Pentagon spokesman told reporters that 10 of the 12 guardsmen were removed for questionable behavior unrelated to extremism that was uncovered during an FBI investigation.